Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
Pope Francis met with members of Rome's Pontifical Scots College at the Vatican on Thursday. The college is marking the 400th anniversary of its founding as a seminary. Pope Francis held up as a model of committed priesthood the martyred Scottish Jesuit St. John Ogilvy, who died for his faith in 1615. After the meeting, I spoke with Archbishop Philip Tartaglia, the Archbishop of Glasgow, about the Pope's words.
It was a lovely meeting. It was the community of the Scots College and the sisters and myself and Archbishop Cushley of St. Andrew's in Edinburgh. And we were all there together, and the Pope came and spoke to us, and it was a really lovely occasion. We had, I had, as Archbishop of Glasgow, where John Ogilvy died, I had tried to invite him to Glasgow for the 400th anniversary, but that wasn't possible. And we had invited him to come to the college as well, but that wasn't possible either. But he was really kind to have us come to him. And so that was the origin of this audience, which marks, as I say, the 400th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. John Ogilvy, a Scottish Jesuit. He was a Calvinist and became a Catholic as a young man and died in Glasgow in 1615 on the 10th of March. A year later, the students in the Scots College, Rome, decided that they would become priests and go back to Scotland, inspired by John Ogilvy's martyrdom, because it wasn't exactly a seminary at that time. It was more of a college where young Catholic men from Scotland could come to study, because they couldn't study in Reformation Scotland. So with John Ogilvy's example, they decided they wanted to be priests and come back to Scotland. So that was called the Mission Oath. So that was the anniversary of the Mission Oath. So that's the reason for this audience.
You mentioned the Mission Oath. The Holy Father didn't just have pleasantries for you. His words were very challenging.
Exactly. And St. John Ogilvy is really a symbol for the Catholic community in Scotland. He's a symbol of the freedom to be a Catholic and the freedom of the Church. And so, you know, the Holy Father was absolutely right when saying that, you know, he was a martyr, and this is a time when we need to give witness, because you know, the world isn't always so receptive to faith values and to religion. And in fact, you know, it can get squeezed, pushed to the margins. And so we have to, in a way which is acceptable, in a way which is convincing, we have to give witness to our faith in a way which Pope Francis would say is merciful too.
What are the challenges facing the Church in Scotland right now along these lines?
The Catholic community seems to have retained numerically its numbers from 10 years ago to now. But the problem is that society as a whole is less religious than it was, which tends to isolate religious communities and religious ideas, so that when you try to influence government or influence policies by a vision of faith, it's more difficult now than it was. Even I would say more difficult than it was even 10 years ago when I first became a bishop.
Going back to the college, can you tell us what the state of the college is now?
The college is in good heart. Myself and Archbishop Cushley have been are conducting a pastoral visitation of the college. We do that every year, but the college is in great heart, and the young men there are really admirable. And I don't say that out of, you know, trying to do propaganda. I say that out of, I really feel it, and I when I speak to them and see them praying and come to their Eucharist with them, it's a real pleasure and it's a real honour. And, you know, I know the sacrifice they're making. It's a bigger sacrifice than I made when I became a priest. For them to become a priest, I think it's a bigger sacrifice. So I'm impressed, and I hope they'll all be ordained, and I wish I had more seminarians.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Yeah. What is the vocation situation in Scotland now?
It's not great. We're hopeful for the future, but there are small signs. But we really do need more priests. There's no doubt about it. We really do need more priests. And you know, like in my archdiocese, we have a number of priests from abroad who are helping us, and it would be very difficult if they weren't there. So we do need more priests, and you know, that's just a fact. And all the bishops would say that, and all the dioceses are even in the heartlands, which is Glasgow and you know West Central Scotland. Even there, we need more priests.
What do you think your seminarians brought back from this very intimate meeting?
I think just speaking to them briefly afterwards, they were hugely, hugely pleased that they were there, inspired, and you know they already have a love for the church and for the Pope, and I think that just intensified it. And I hope that you know, and I think they will, you know, go back and reflect on his words, and because they were given a copy of his discourse. And I'm sure it will enrich their vocational life and their desire and commitment to become a priest. I'm sure it will.
After speaking with Archbishop Tartaglia, I spoke with seminarian Ryan Black about his meeting with the Pope.
It was fantastic. Very, very inspiring moment for the seminarians at the Scots College. We haven't had many dealings with the Pope in the past few years, and this is the first time for such a huge occasion as well. We have celebrated worthily the 400th anniversary of the Mission Oath on the Feast of St John Ogilvie with Archbishop Tartaglia and a lot of guests, including Cardinal Harvey. He was up at the college. So this kind of rounds it up nicely. It's been fantastic. The staff and seminarians and the sisters of the college were all present today with the Holy Father, and we were all very impressed with what he had to say about the situation in Scotland and around the world at the moment with the culture of martyrdom and this hostility towards the gospel. So very inspiring and something that we won't forget.
How aware are you of this challenge that you're going to face as a priest?
Well, it's two-sided. Personally, not fully aware because I come from an area in Scotland which is very Catholic. But speaking to my brother seminarians at the Scots College, we are very aware of the situation in Scotland at the moment. There isn't the persecution that we might find in the Middle East or the Far East at the moment or in the north of Africa. But there is this hostility towards the gospel, and the words that Pope Francis used today really sum up well what the issues are in Scotland at the moment, as I'm sure he well knows. There is a hostility towards the faith values in our country at the moment, but there are signs of change. There are things happening in Scotland at the moment. We've come to the end of our celebration of 400 years since the martyrdom of John Ogilvie, and there is a diocesan synod which is about to begin in Scotland as well. There are signs that things are changing. The young people in Scotland seem to have a new love for the faith, which is fantastic. And we as seminarians have a great access to that because we are very lucky to be allowed to join in diocesan pilgrimages to places like Lourdes with the youth of our diocese. And they really seem to have a newfound love for the faith and a newfound appreciation for why the faith is important in our country.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.